support life for humans on this planet. It's interesting that with the shutdown, the air is sweeter here in New England, the skies are bluer, and people all over the country are commenting about, you know, being more aware of what's really important. And I think that's
yes.
part of a teaching lesson of Saturn, the Lord of Karma. We are, in a sense, as I say, in a unique position in history, and we have to choose what kind of world we want to live in. We need Mother Earth more than she needs us.
Oh, yes, I totally agree with that. You were mentioning in September a second round of this. When I've been doing name readings lately, it seems that starting the last week of September and all through October, I have been seeing challenges in just about everybody's name, one after another after another. So besides a possible second round of this coronavirus, do you see anything else that maybe would help us to prepare for this time that it doesn't look positive in people's names when I've been seeing it?
Well, I think, you know, the common sense precautions that have been recommended, the stay-at-home orders, the, you know, hygiene, just wearing a mask, not just for your own safety, but out of respect to other people. We have so many issues here where people are asymptomatic yet carrying the virus and able to transmit it. We have to be humble, but we have to be smart. And unfortunately, we're not seeing great leadership in many parts of our country.
Yeah, the governors are also very different. I've got a ton more questions for you, Eric. But in the meantime, let's take Diane from California. Her birthday is August 5th of 1962. And Diane, where were you born? Because Eric's going to need that, too.
I was born in Torrance, California.
Torrance, California, and what time?
11:07 a.m.
Great.
Okay, so now that Eric's got that, now we can take your question. What would you like to know from Eric tonight?
Boy, that's tough. I have a lot of questions, but okay. So I'm on a low from a career path.
Okay, so you're wanting to know
if it's going to pick back up or if I should become, yeah.
Okay, so it's all about work and when you might get on another job or what you ought to be doing. It's all about that kind of thing. Okay, Eric, it's all yours.
Well, Diane, you are approaching your second Saturn return. And this event will be exact early next year. Typically, it's a time of great change and transition. So it may be a little early, like jumping the gun, to say just where your path is going to lead you. I don't think you'll have that clarity until probably the winter. In the meanwhile, are you on the unemployment situation with the virus? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, how long the government's going to keep us afloat is anybody's guess. I would recommend doing your best to get clear about what it is you really feel passionate about and want to be doing in the next, you know, 10 to 15 years. Because in essence, what happens with a Saturn return is we reach the end of a cycle that's both a 7-year life chapter and a 29-year life chapter, and we begin a new 7-year achievement cycle. But you're not quite there yet. Usually, when things end under this transit, they're meant to go.
Okay,
so in your name, just to add 2 cents worth, you've been pulling in people that do things the hard way that can really frustrate you because you feel like you have to rescue them in some way or make sure that they're okay. And it looks to me like part of that's going to be changing.
Okay,
I just wanted to...
Thank you.
I just thought I'd throw that two bits in. Anyway, I recommend that you get a reading with Eric because he can go into a lot of details and answer a whole slew of questions when you have a reading with him. They're fabulous. And I want to thank you, Diane, for calling. The name, know the answers.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Diane.
Good luck.
Okay. So, Eric, in the state of the USA compared to the state of the world, is the entire world going through this or just the United States in all this transition and possible restructuring of the government and those type of things?
My suspicion is that our stature in the world has been permanently compromised. They call the 20th century the American century, and for 1,000 years prior, China, each century, had the largest GDP.
Hello.
Wow.
You know, the one exception was the 1900s. So our emerging place in the world, again, I don't know. The dust is going to settle at some point, but honestly, I think we'll spend the better part of this next decade, this decade we've begun, sorting through some of these bigger issues around our economy, the fossil fuel industry, the status of billionaires, you know, whether we can really have a representative democracy, which many people are questioning right now. When things start shifting, in December, Jupiter and Saturn, Saturn is now in early Aquarius, which is why Diane has actually been getting the first taste of her Saturn return. But Saturn, now retrograde, returns to Capricorn July 1st. So over the summer months, we'll see a tightening up again of this stellium in Capricorn. That's particular to our nation, but it also has a global impact. I often remind students and clients that the same transit that brought, you know, Hitler to power brought Franklin Roosevelt to power here. So it's just energy. The question is, how do we react? What do we do with it?
Wow. You know, it's nice to remember that it's just energy and it's up to us to respond to it instead of just feeling like we're doomed. Pam from Spokane, Washington, you're on the air with Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome. Pam's birthday is March 23rd, 1958. And Pam, what time and where were you born?
I was born in Standpoint, Idaho.
Oh, lovely place.
5:55 a.m.
I'm sorry, what time in the morning?
5:55.
Okay, great.
All
five.
So that's a lovely area, Sandpoint, Idaho. Cold, but absolutely lovely. So,
yeah.
Pam, what's your question? What's your question for Eric?
My husband and I are thinking of moving to Arizona, and maybe Scottsdale, up further north, could be actually anywhere in the state. We're just looking to go someplace warmer for the winter and possibly relocate permanently. So I was wondering if you could see a time or if that's even a good place or, you know, what does it say?
Bear with me a moment.
Okay.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Thank you. Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. We apologize for that short technical challenge there that we had. Okay, and we have Pam on the line, and she's asking about moving to Scottsdale, Arizona. And while Eric was looking at that, I asked Pam, what's the first name of your husband, please?
Brent.
Okay. Okay, Eric, are you ready?
I am ready. So, Pam, you have the moon in Taurus. And in the birth chart, The moon symbolizes your personality, but also your home. And Taurus these days is playing host to the sort of trickster, quick change artist planet Uranus. And Uranus is currently at 7 Taurus, not even a degree away from your natal moon. I imagine the past couple of years you've been chomping at the bit to make a move. Is that fair to say?
Yes, very much.
And are you the partner who's most open to moving at this stage?
Yes.
Well, my recommendation would be to proceed, but proceed with caution. You have a fairly complicated situation in your birth chart, one of the more challenging setups that there can be. And there are, fortunately for you, some helper planets. So it's what we call the grand square configuration that you have with your moon and Uranus, natally Mars, and Neptune.
Okay.
In essence, this is an appropriate time to make a move, and I wouldn't delay.
Okay. That's kind of how I've been feeling, like, before winter.
Well, I think the sooner the better, honestly.
Okay. We've done her.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Start your search.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay.
Thanks.
So I'm just curious. Would anybody that has their moon in Taurus have antsy feet at this time? Or is it just particular to her time and year and date and all of that other good stuff?
Well, you know, there are 30 degrees in a sign. And there are segments of each sign that have particular characteristics. And the rule of thumb is that as a transiting planet gets closer to a sitting planet in the birth chart, the energy intensifies, and we feel things more acutely the closer it gets. Uranus is the rule breaker in astrology. The general principle is that while a planet is approaching an aspect is when the energies are the most intense, but even when it's moved past the exact, in this case, conjunction, and is starting to move away from the moon, it may still have an after impact, an after effect. And that's pretty much the window where Pam is right now.
Okay, so when I was looking at Pam and Brett's name, Pam, besides looking at Scottsdale, Arizona, I was playing with your names. I would look at San Antonio, Texas, but according to your names, how I do it, I wouldn't make a move until the end of December this year or after. Eric, when you're looking at astrology, is this a very good year for new starts, or should most people be waiting until later?
It's a very individualized type of thing. I can't really generalize, although obviously with, I think now they say 36 million people have applied for unemployment, that does present a lot of challenges.
Oh, now, absolutely.
I did pull up the astrocartography for Pam while we were on the break, and she does have a very nice Jupiter line running through Texas.
Aha! I love that.
probably fairly close to San Antone. Yeah, it is. It's just to the east of San Antone, west of Austin.
So, Pam, I was just going to recommend that you have your astrocartography done with Eric or anybody out there that's thinking of moving. Having astrocartography done is just a beautiful thing. I live on 50 miles of my Jupiter line. I absolutely love where I live. I love living on a Jupiter line, but then I had a really good time living on my Venus line too. But I've lived on plenty of different lines, and those were my favorites. Okay, so again, I want to remind everybody that you can find Eric. His name, again, is Eric Linter, L-I-N-T-E-R. You can find him at his website, which is his name, ericlinter.com. Also on Facebook underneath his name. Also, if you don't have anything to write anything down with right now, you can always go to my website, knowthename.com. Go to tonight's date, which is May 14th. Look it up. I've got Eric's bio, how to contact him, his website information. Everything you could possibly want to know is all sitting there on my website ready for you when you want to contact Eric. And I love the idea of doing astrocartography. And I find it's fascinating when astrology can, you know, I trust astrocartography so incredibly much, but I love it when I can look at the names and then it matches a good line on astrology. So,
yeah.
Kathy,
that's good.
Yeah, Kathy, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Now, Kathy's birthday, she's from Milwaukee, Indiana, but that doesn't mean where she was born.
Milwaukee,
she
Wisconsin.
Was born on May, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is that where you were born, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, and her birthday is May 1st, 1964. And what time were you born, Kathy?
At 3:20 in the afternoon.
Great, thank you.
Oh, you were a considerate baby. You didn't come really early in the morning or really late at night. How nice of you.
Very kind.
I bet your mom appreciated. I bet your mom appreciated that.
Definitely.
Now, I'm just curious, without saying what your last name is on air, is that married or maiden?
Maiden.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm cheering for you to get rid of that last name whenever the time is appropriate.
I love my anyway. Last name. It's my maiden name. It's great.
I'm glad it's working for you. You know, you with your first name, you must be really strong to overcome some of those challenges that other people bring you. It's not you. It's other people around you.
Yes.
Eric, are you ready? Kathy, what's your question for Eric?
Almost there. Okay. Now I've got a chart. I just have to look at it for a couple of seconds here.
Okay.
That's
what
cool.
do we have
Take
for a question?
So I could ask two questions, and you can pick which one. But I was thinking relationship and love. I know we've got COVID going on, but things keep moving. So I'm hoping for a good movement. So what do we have for love and relationships?
Volatile right now. Being a sun sign Taurus, Uranus is approaching a conjunction with your sun. In a woman's chart, that could mean a brief fling. It could possibly mean a life-changing new relationship. That, though, is typically less common. It does happen, but Uranus is so fickle that, you know, you might get excited about a potential relationship and then decide 2 months later it's not right for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing is you may be finding a Mr. Right now, but not a Mr. Right.
Okay. Is there a time frame or no time frame? Because everything's a little off right now.
Well, that transit's going to persist for at least the next year. More like a year and a half, and things tend to get a little crazy under a Uranus transit. We act out, dare to do things we wouldn't ordinarily do. It can be very liberating for some folks. For others, it can throw them for a loop. And in esoteric schools of astrology, Uranus is called the Great Awakener. essentially, it can be a time literally of an enlightenment experience. So in terms of meditating and doing any kind of spiritual work, networking, this is a fabulous time of your life. This is a once in 84-year transit, so it's pretty unique. It's a fabulous time for, I guess these days, Zoom meetings and putting technology to use for you.
And when you say enlightenment, is that like your spirituality and awakening and all the different levels that go with it, type of growth?
Yeah, any kind of meditation, you know, yoga, tai chi, anything of a consciousness-raising intent is typically going to be a good use of this Uranus energy.
And that's for the next year and a half?
Correct.
Super, that was
wow, I would really say, Kathy, get a whole reading if you can, to see how to navigate that year and a half. That's a long time period.
It is. A lot to do in that time frame. I'm just trying to get it all in and absorbed, so that's great.
Yeah, well, it's nice to know when it starts and probably when it ends. Thank you for calling in, Pam. I mean, Kathy, sorry.
That's okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Ginger. We've got Ginger and then Have Patience, Eric. Okay.
Yeah.
Ginger, when is your birthday and where were you born and what time?
October 22nd, 1949. I was born at 4:32 a.m. in Sacramento, California.
Okay, and then I'm curious, Ginger, what's your question for Eric? What do you want him looking at your chart about?
What is my life purpose?
Always a good question.
Yeah, that always takes me 20 minutes to answer when they ask me that with their name. Okay. So we're going to give Eric a moment to go ahead and look at your chart and see what he's coming up with. On a name reading, there's always seven component parts, and so it takes me a while to explain all of them. But I love that question just to see if you're on track or not. And I happen to really love astrology. I think for timing within a year, or timing overall, like names give me like yearly and monthly, but by days, I don't think you can get a better time guide than astrology. And I know Eric's really good at that. Okay, Eric, are you ready for it?
Yes, I'm weighing the various indicators in the birth chart because, as you said, Sharon, it is a complex question, and charts are complicated just as we are. One of the key features in any horoscope is called the north node of the moon, Ginger, and it's said to represent our pathway in life. Your north node is in Aries, the sign of the warrior, and it's placed in the seventh house, which is the house of partnering. You're a Libra rising, late Libra sun with a Scorpio moon. And you are quite naturally a very, not just self-aware, but your self-awareness is tied in with consciousness and awareness of other people. So we're looking at an interesting conundrum here. Your soul's journey is towards connecting with people in meaningful ways, and yet, you've had a lot of lifetimes where you've been pretty much making choices that put you in relationships that aren't necessarily, I'm not sure fulfilling is the right word. I feel like you've been hedging your bets in a lot of your relationship choices. And you need to move into the types of connections with people where you come away empowered. Does that make sense to you at all?
OK,
Okay. Yeah, I'm following that.
Most of your planets are on the eastern half of the chart wheel, which gives most people an opportunity at self-determination as if they're running the show. It's, of course, something of an illusion, but I think you've been more in control of where your life moves than you might like to admit.
Okay.
And the seventh house, sometimes called the house of marriage, is actually the house of all one-to-one relationships. It's a two-way street, what we give to others and what we receive in turn. The node here in Aries indicates a lot of enthusiasm for doing things with and for other people. But I think there's a tendency you have to give too much.
Yeah.
In essence, part of your journey has been to sort of move the goalposts and come up with a new game plan and a new definition of success.
Okay.
And I do think you can cultivate new dynamics in some of your relationships so that there's a better and healthier balance of give and take.
Okay. Ginger, that giving too much shows up in your name with the last letter in your last name. Okay, that's where that shows up in your name. So it says that you were born with that and you learned that as you were growing up. So I think it's fascinating that Eric picked up on that right away, you know, with part of your question.
Right.
So, again, I would encourage you to get a longer session with him so you can get even more details and see how that plays out and to get the exact timing of when to make yourself available and when to pull back and go, maybe I need to double check this one, or maybe this is a time period where it's easier for you to be more vulnerable or taken advantage of, because there's nothing like the timing in an astrology chart. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Ginger.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can get a hold of You can get a hold of Eric at Eric Linter, LINTER.
Okay.
Be well, Ginger.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back once more to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is a very interesting time period because all the internets keep going in and out, and it's on my end, and I so apologize for that. It's just so many people are on internet anymore at the same time with so many people home. I did want to tell you again how to reach Eric Linter, and Eric is E-R-I-C, and his last name is L-I-N-T-E-R. And his website is hisname.com. And then again on Facebook, it's still Eric Linter. You can reach him either way. If you don't have something to write that down with, you can always go to my website, knowthename.com. Go to the schedule page, and you will see on May 14th on the radio all the information that you can possibly want all about Eric, how to reach him, his bio, everything, the positive experiences that I've had when Eric has read my chart and what he's told me and the accuracy. So I really support Eric and his work, and I'm just so pleased he's here with us tonight. Okay, Eric, we have as our next person, it is another Eric, but he, okay, Eric's, and this Eric is born on May 23rd, 1972. And Eric, where were you born and what time?
I was born in Big Spring, Texas at 12:07 a.m.
Thank you.
Okay, and Eric, welcome back to the show. And what's your question?
Thank you.
Yeah, what's your question for your counterpart, this other Eric over here?
Yeah, well, still going through the transition process of trying to find a new place to live, and also at the same time, I lost my job at the end of April, so everything is up in the air, and I'm wondering what the heck is going on and how this might settle out.
Okay, that is a huge question. Okay, we'll give Eric a few minutes to look at your chart and figure that one out. It looks to me, Eric, like if that's at the end of April, you have the whole world at your disposal. You could move anywhere. Hmm. Have you thought about that? Are you thinking about staying in Texas where you're at?
Well, thinking about staying in Texas, but I'm keeping options open. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to move to where all these, you know, draconian lockdowns are and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
I have no desire to do that.
Okay, we won't go there. There are a few states that are still locked down. Mine happens to be totally open since May 1st. We can even go in and sit down at restaurants. It's just fabulous. And everybody's adjusted a little bit. Like today I went to the fabric store because I was missing one kind of fabric. Anyway, I need a little bit more for the quilt I'm making. And there's a big sign on the door, mandatory masks. So I open the door and I go, I'm not coming in. You're losing my business because I don't own a mask. Because here
right.
we've had all of one person die in our entire county, you know, because of this. And so
right.
So they came and they had handmade masks at the fabric stores. It's not cute. And you can make a donation to get one. And I was thinking I need one for the airplanes later. So that's a good thing. Anyway, Eric, are you ready to answer Eric's question?
I am willing to go Eric to Eric.
All right.
Okay.
Eric, you have a really key feature in the chart. Again, I mentioned it in Ginger's reading a few minutes ago. The north node of the moon is our pathway going forward in life. It's at 27 Capricorn, which is right in the thick of this Pluto-Jupiter-Saturn event that hasn't occurred in 736 years. And
right.
In essence, it's going to be months for all of this transitional figuring out how to deal with this virus and to see how far it's going to spread. It's going to take a while for this thing to play out. I am, just for the record, close to Boston, which is one of the hardest hit areas in the country. So I'm well aware of the potential dangers of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly urge you not to take it lightly. But as I also said earlier, some people are more directly impacted by the coronavirus than others. It doesn't mean necessarily you're going to catch it, but obviously if you've been laid off, you've felt the impact of it. The dust is going to take its own time to settle. I think there are certain inklings you may have of skills that you possess that are marketable and in demand, and I would encourage you to use your experience and even connections from places you may have worked in the past that could get you back up and running.
Mm.
Does any of that make sense?
Kind of, sort of.
So,
what kind of work do you do?
I'm in the IT industry. So, I work in computer software, basically. So, that's where I've been for the past quite a few years, as a matter of fact, and stuff like that. So,
is that Venus retrograde, where it's bringing in past relationships? Is that a good time to go back to companies where you've already worked, or ask if they have positions, or connect with people from the past?
That can be an outgrowth of a retrograde, yes. There are numerous things in Eric's birth horoscope. For example, Saturn right now in early Aquarius is harmonizing with his Gemini Sun-Saturn conjunction. And Saturn represents our experience and our history. So this alignment implies that, as I said, something he's done before could come back and be a plus. And there are other things. His moon in Libra is also being trined by transiting Saturn. He's got right now something called a grand trine happening. And I would say, however it plays out, the chances are you're going to come up in a good place. You may not really surface until right around the new year in a setting that you really feel good about, Eric.
Ew, that's not good. Okay.
Yeah, but you've got a trine. I love it when trines show up.
Yeah.
that means that you just keep going forward and eventually you land in the right spot. But in the meantime, you're okay along the path.
Have you ever worked out of the country?
No, sir, I have not.
Because you do have the moon in the ninth house, conjunct the computer planet, by the way, Uranus. And the moon in the ninth often means living far from one's place of birth, and many people live overseas for part of their life.
Well, now you got more things to consider, Eric. Thank you for calling in, Eric. It's good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
I want to squeeze one more in here. Darla from Dayton. She was born in Dayton, Ohio on March 28th, 1943 at 2:24 p.m. Darla, welcome to the program, Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. So what's your question for Eric?
I was going to ask you about life purpose, but I think I kind of went the wrong direction. So whatever I need to know about this year, what to concentrate on, and maybe if we're supposed to move or not, whatever he wants to come up with that's the most important in the chart.
Wow, that's a biggie. Wow. He doesn't have an hour to study that chart, Darla. I know how long it takes me to find information in a name. And Eric's doing a great job trying to look really quickly and see all that information and taking it all in. So
I've had some practice.
Yeah, a bunch of years. Just I always say I'm faster than my students, even though they can come up with just as much information as I can out of the name, just because I've had more practice. So Eric's had 40 years of being an astrologer, which makes him extra good. I think it takes quite a while to become a really good astrologer.
I've been an astrologer for 40,000 years.
40,000 in all your past lives. Yeah,
I actually used to have an ad in the back of a magazine where I said 40,000 years experience. Darla, this would be a good time for you to win the lottery.
Oh, good. That's what I need so I don't have to move.
Just remember, I get 10%.
Okay.
I don't encourage gambling now. But I kid you not.
Okay. What particular day would it be for me?
What particular day?
Or week or month. I don't care, whatever. That'll take care of some of my problems.
Well, a lot of us think winning the lottery will cure a lot of problems, but, the studies show it doesn't always work out that way.
I was just saying, it brings problems, too, just a different kind.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, enough to pay off our house would be good, and then I can just not worry about moving anywhere.
Yeah, so many people, when they win the lottery within 2 years, don't have that money. I mean, the studies that have been done on people with the lottery is amazing. Okay,
yeah,
Eric.
Don't have any friends either.
So we want to repeat that, Eric, other than playing the lottery.
A lot of them don't have their friends either. Now, I just want to say I was serious that I don't encourage gambling, and I've never really said, here's the day you should go and play, except for, well, I shouldn't say I've never done it, but.
My husband says let him talk. So I was going to say the good Lord knows I tithe every bit of money that I get, so yeah, I don't know if that means anything.
Maybe that means you're tithing, so you're not paying off your house. I'm sorry, I'm joking. Okay. Okay. Eric, what do you have to say?
Well, I'm trying to come up with a day that makes sense here.
Okay, while you're looking at the days.
Monday night, Monday the 18th might be a good time for you to try your hand.
When?
Monday the 18th at night, the evening
18th,
hours.
Okay. So is that the most important thing to concentrate on this year?
Obviously.
Money's a funny thing. It's certainly a nice thing. You're having a transit of Uranus over your Venus. And again, this is a once in 84-year event. It could bring a windfall. It has been known to do that. But by no means is it a guaranteed thing.
Okay.
It only takes one ticket to win.
You have a Capricorn moon in your birth chart. You were born, at the quarter moon, Darla, with the sun and Mercury and Aries squaring the moon. You tend to believe in hard work. You're not necessarily given to winning a lottery. It would take a considerable shift in your consciousness to really be open to receiving a large sum of money seemingly out of nowhere. It's hard, like the zebra changing its stripes. It's kind of essential.
Okay. I'm going to interrupt because we're getting close to time. I'm going to say, Darla, play with the idea because nobody wants to do more work than they have to. And Eric, I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. Guys, this is Eric Linter. He's fabulous at finding you good information out of your astrology chart. You can find him at ericlinter.com and also on Facebook at Eric Linter. And Eric is E-R-I-C, and the last name is L-I-N-T-E-R. Next week, I have Pat Robertson-Rice back on. You may remember that when all of a sudden I had a guest that had to drop out at the last minute because of personal family relations, and Pat was here visiting with me. She came on the air with me. Well, this time she's scheduled in. We're going to be talking to Pat Robertson-Rice next week, a good friend of mine, and just has a slew of spiritual knowledge that we'll be going over. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth thanking you again for joining us at Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon signing off.